Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We remind you, LA Kings in town tonight, 7 o'clock start. We like those. That's early enough for us and for everybody. The Penguins right now 3 points behind the Washington Capitals. The Penguins a couple months ago, what's wrong with them? Are they going to make the playoffs? That's still in jeopardy to some degree, but you think the Penguins got it back together, as right now they're on a pretty decent run. In the Pittsburgh Penguins, a team that has had a lot of success, particularly since, well, about Christmas time. Right now, is there a recalibration on expectations? That's the question to start the show today. At first, it was just like, what are they going to do? Are they even going to make the playoffs? Man, they got that Stanley Cup hangover. Now is it back to, I don't want them to just get in the playoffs, because it turned into that about a month and a half ago. They need to just find a way into the playoffs. Is it now? I expect something in the postseason from the Pittsburgh Penguins, because, Josh, I'll tell you, that's where I am. I am now to the point where I see a dangerous team. I see a team coming together. I see a team that can beat a lot of teams. I want to see something from them in the playoffs. Those are my expectations right now as we sit here on the 15th day of February.
And I bet you in that locker room, it's their expectations. They're starting to play very good hockey. And I think you said this the entire season. I think we all did. This is still a team you don't want to play in a series. It's still a team you don't want to play in a series. Yes, they're a little sloppy now. If they find themselves, you don't want to play them in a series. And now they're playing very good hockey. And you gotta beat the big boy in order to beat a big boy. So yes, they gotta feel like they have a chance to do it all again.
Jim, they win 7-9. They've won 8-10, going back a little while, in a different span this season and not too long ago. This is a team that seemingly people have said, well, when are they gonna step on the gas? We're seeing them step on the gas right now, and they're thoroughly back in it. Do your expectations change with the Pittsburgh Penguins?
No. No, they never. I shouldn't say.
Have they ever wavered? I guess.
Yeah, they. Well, yeah, they did. I mean, the first half of the season, or not quite a first half, but you know, before like the 2017 portion of this season, I think they couldn't help but waver because, you know, you had some injuries. Chris Letang was underperforming because he was still recovering from his surgery. He wasn't that far removed from it, and
the whole goalie
some other guys. Yeah,
didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, the goalies
wasn't promising.
Yeah, with Murray's injury and then the unfortunate death of his father, you know, so there were some extenuating circumstances there. But I think even back then, I thought we figured, okay, at least with other teams in the Eastern Conference, that there's nobody that scares you. Maybe Tampa Bay, maybe, but in terms of all the other teams. Okay, you know, we'll see.
The only time Tampa Bay's beaten the Penguins is when the Penguins have been shorthanded.
I know, and they still had a 3-1 lead in that series.
But you follow
too.
What I'm saying? Like, does Tampa really scare you? Until you see those teams beat the Penguins and it's straight up 5-on-5, everybody's healthy hockey, do they scare you?
Everyone scared me because they looked so slow at the beginning of the season. They looked fatigued. They looked tired. You believed and you bought into the fact that, wow, they have played a lot. It made sense that, yes, eventually you get fatigued.
Well, you know what, even with Hornqvist out, yeah, we've all talked about how Hornqvist is a guy, and he was, in a lot of ways, was their most consistent player early on, and we're talking about you've got to sign this guy to an extension, and I still believe that they should if they can.
Absolutely.
Even though that's not, you know, that's against Jim Rutherford's policy normally.
But he said, hey, but if he wants to, I'll step up and do it.
Yeah,
and
he came out
and said that.
Even without him right now, they're still winning.
Because a lot of it, too, for me, falls in line with, and it's not a quiet story, it's something that a lot has been made of, Gino stepping on the gas. Evgeny Malkin's play, even if he doesn't put up a bunch of points every night, I think we're seeing that Gino, that spectacular Gino through the neutral zone. That Gino not get caught up in BS. Not worry about having to get somebody back every time somebody nitpicks him. For me, that has been part of this. And Sidney Crosby's playing very well, too.
And Kessel playing out of his mind.
That's right.
30 points in 18 games for Crosby. But Kessel just playing on a level and just every night. Like, when's it going to fall to the side? It hasn't.
I know. And every once in a while, he gets a scoop, gets the drop on Drager and McKenzie and all those insiders with the trade stories. But it's fun to watch again. And when we have Frank Pietrangelo on, how reminiscent this might be, the way that they're winning, especially at home, the way it reminds him of what it was like in the previous back-to-back cup years when it would be time for the Stars to add to those point totals. And every once in a while, we'll let the goalie, you know, we'll let the kind of let him fend for himself for a while, and we'll just try to pad our stats.
All right, 412-928-9370. We're on Twitter. Follow us there at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Producer Matt has started this, by the way. He is going to grow his mustache and beard, and he doesn't need to check with his lady or anything. He's going to grow his mustache and beard until the Pirates win 15 games. This is great. I mean, this might last a while. This is so wonderful.
God.
I know. I don't know why we decided to start that. Well, we decided
we
to give
one last night.
Yes. So Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So that's going to happen. All right, the Penguins, they're playing well again. You know what? I was thinking about this. Perhaps they did it. There was something to do with that back-to-back scheduling to start the season. Maybe they did have, and there is truth to, the Stanley Cup two times over hangover that they had. Maybe they just needed a kick in the rump. And the reality was they looked at the standings about a month and a half ago, and they said, we're in real jeopardy and not making the playoffs. We have a lot of talent. We have these guys who are very good. Matt Murray wasn't playing well. He dealt with the circumstances surrounding his father, which were terrible. Now they got back in. Everything kind of started all over again. It felt like, for me, it felt like February 2nd, Groundhog's Day, that Friday night, that Washington game.
Yeah.
That was like the season was starting in a way. It kind of felt like that to me. Like, here we go. Let's start this season.
And you may not like to hear this. You know, you look at basketball and what they're doing, resting players. You can't – I mean, and these guys say it themselves. Maybe they did pace themselves. Maybe athletes and these hockey players, they know how to – not flip the switch per se, but they know how to kind of conserve energy because they all admitted, hey, yeah, listen, now, you know, it's we're picking it up a notch and – you're led by the Stars. I'm convinced as long as this team is faster than the other team in waves, which they are and have been, it's going to be very tough to beat them.
So the question to you at 412-928-9370, that's 412-928-9370, is this. Have you changed what you want from these Penguins? Do you look at it now and you say, I think the Pittsburgh Penguins should win the Stanley Cup? The Pittsburgh Penguins are a team right now that – for me, when I go and I pay the tickets, or when I go and I watch, or I sit around and I watch on television, and I look at what happens on the ice, I think that they should win. I think that they should make a deep playoff run. Because I think there were a lot of people doubting that. Let's give a listen real quick to Sully. And Sully talks about why this team is so darn good at home, and it has to do with, well, you.
This is a unique sports town. It really is. And the fan support that we get at home, it really gives our team a boost. I know our players are... very appreciative of it. I think it gives them the energy that we need, and that's one of the reasons why I think we've been able to have some success here at home. But from a team standpoint, a process standpoint, it just boils down to commitment and a readiness.
I believe that, and I believe that's why they've been successful. And you know that the Penguins, they don't clinch series away from home, but they have been pretty successful at home in the playoffs. Now I'm to the point now, and Josh, in February, with the Penguins playing their final game, I guess they play their final regular season game like April 5th or 6th or whatever it is. I'm ready. Get me to the playoffs. Get me in the tournament. Show me it, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, if they started tomorrow, I'd be thrilled.
Yes.
Well, I would want Hornquist back, but yes, Hornacek. I want Hornacek there. Hornquist back. That's the last thing I need to see healthy and on the ice again. But I agree, and I give a ton of the credit to Ian Cole and Oleksiak, who are playing like a top pair defenseman. They look great, and to me that kind of buttoned up for me, and then everyone else seeming to be fast again. They're ready to go right now. Very excited to watch them, and they should win it all the way they're playing now.
Great text here. Please tell Jim Colony to say spoiler alert before giving Olympic results. I waited all week for Michaela with all the delays. Then I could not stay up for the giant slalom final run. Well, no, you see, what we do is live. So we tell you when things happened. I'm sorry that you couldn't stay up. And I apologize that you couldn't, but there are no spoiler alerts. We're not telling you something that happened in the future. We're telling you something that happened in the past, and we're doing it in the present. So that's that. If NBC doesn't want to run something live, that's on them. Or if they're showing replays, that's on them.
That's
Jim
great.
Colony is going to tell you what happened. There are no spoiler alerts. And we're not going to keep things out of the updates.
If it happened, you're going to hear about it.
Right.
What's that? They haven't shown the skiing yet?
Or something? Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
I don't know either.
Who won? Michaela, what's
Schifrin,
her name?
Yeah,
Michaela Schifrin.
She's very good.
Yeah, she won a gold medal. She won one last time, right?
Spoiler alert. Yes, she did. Yeah, she's one of the best. I don't know if she was favored, but that's not a surprise.
You don't know if she's favored? Like, you don't know about betting on the Olympics?
I don't.
Okay.
I'll tell you who to not bet on.
Who?
U.S. curlers.
Oh, they're bad.
Actually, the men's team won.
Uh-huh. But the women, no
Spoiler
good.
Alert.
What about the
The women's
mixed,
team lost.
Mixed doubles, mixed pairs.
They got crushed.
They did. By who? Iceland?
Everybody.
Oh, they did. No
I
good.
I think so.
Can you drink at that in practice?
I don't know. I mean, it's a Bonspiel, is what they say. It's a
pardon?
That's what they call it when you have like a match. Bon, it's a good time.
Glockenspiel.
Bonspiel.
Yeah, Glockenspiel is an instrument, right?
You can basically there are certainly curling clubs. Now, locally, I'm not sure what their situation is now, but there are curling clubs, you know, like in Wisconsin. And
my buddy now lives in Minnesota I grew up with.
Oh,
great
they
name.
Him.
Gunnar Lydon, which is a great name.
That's perfect.
He lives in Minnesota.
Should be an actor.
And he goes to a curling club.
Mm-hmm. That seems fun.
No, you drink. I'm pretty sure that beer drinking is encouraged during Bonspiels.
Bonspiel. What are you saying, producer Matt, real quick?
Robert Sir is a curler.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, then I'll never do it. Hurdle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.